Greetings, and may the peace of Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the truth-seeking people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, June 21st, the 12th Sunday of Ordinary Time. June 21st is also Father's Day. So blessings to all you dads and granddads and uncles and mentors and other father figures. And know that today's readings were not chosen with all you good dads in mind. And blessings, too, to those of us who are missing their dads today. As always, let's begin with prayer. Loving God, open our ears to hear your word and draw us closer to you, that the whole world may be one, as you are one with us, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading is from Genesis and tells how Sarah and Abraham, after they had a son, Isaac, banished their slave Hagar and Ishmael, the son she bore, to Abraham. But God is with Hagar and Ishmael and promises that a great nation will come from Ishmael, just as one will come from Isaac. The story of Hagar is also found in the Quran, for Hagar and Ishmael are seen as ancestors of the prophet Muhammad and of the Arab nations. Reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 21, verses 8 through 21. Listen for God's word to us today. The child Isaac grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac." The matter was very distressing to Abraham on account of his son. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be distressed because of the boy and because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you. For it is through Isaac that offspring shall be named for you. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a great nation of him also, because he is your offspring." So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and the skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him, a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot, for she said, "Do not let me look on the death of the child." As she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubled you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation of him." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother got a wife for him from the land of Egypt. So ends the first reading. Today's gospel reading is difficult, and I'm not preaching on it. So I will say in preface, we have many beautiful and comforting names for Jesus. Savior of the nations, Prince of Peace, God with us. But let's remember that Jesus is also disturber of the peace, disruptor of the status quo, dismantler of injustice. And if we worship him fully, we worship him for those things too. And so we take heart as we take up the cross and follow him. Now from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 10 verses 24 through 39. Listen again for the word of God. Jesus said, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them. For nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.